Linux Link Tech Show. The Linux Link Tech Show is on. Your link to the latest in GNU Linux and technology. An hour of insightful guests, tech info, and playful banter. Free software, free speech, open source, open mics. Live from the Linux Link Tech Show studio, here are your hosts, Dan, Alan, Pat, and Link. Link it up and take it away. Take it away.
Alrighty. We are here in Boston. Well, not exactly Boston. We're in Braintree, Massachusetts, which is about 12, 13 miles outside of Boston proper. And we are at the, what's the name of this place? The Rock Bottom Brewery. Having some beers, gonna have some food. Everybody say hello. Dan?
Hello.
Lincoln? Hello, Dan.
Alan?
Hello.
You just completely lost your thought, didn't you?
Now, we were just in the mall over here, and I
was gushing.
We were in the Apple store, and I had a life-changing experience. I am forever an Apple enthusiast now. I will no longer run Linux. Not.
I'm surprised they didn't have those things locked down further than they...
I know.
Not even at all.
It's pretty easy, man, just to walk in there and start changing the settings. Like, Dan went in there and he was changing all the browser settings from Safari to Firefox's default web browser. You're evil, Dan.
You can copy the icon. So if you do Apple I... And on the Firefox icon, you do the same thing on the Safari. You can see the actual icon picture at the top. So you go up, you click on the icon picture for Safari, you do Apple C, and then you copy it over to the icon on Firefox, so you change the Firefox icon, and you close out of that and just pull the Firefox over, Firefox with the Safari icon over into the dock. So now whenever they launch Safari, they're launching Firefox. And then you hide Safari.
Ah, you're evil, Dan. Now, Link was checking out, what was it, a $60 Apple mouse?
$50, the Apple Mighty Mouse. And I wanted to know, they bill this as being a three-button mouse, right? And what I wanted to know really was, if it's a three-button mouse, like, why doesn't it do anything, right?
Because you open the two buttons don't do anything.
Right, you open it up in Safari, which is a default browser for Apple. And like that right button that we're always used to having, like a context menu or something like that, does nothing. I guess what the deal is, Alan says, is if you use it under Firefox, it actually does what it's supposed to do. But that's definitely not evident.
So what are you trying to say? You're saying that the Apple software by default is not fully functional?
Not with a multi-button mouse.
Not with the mouse that they sell in the store.
Right, not with a multi-button mouse. The little one-button mouse? Yeah, you can get away with that.
The hell with them.
I can't say that I've ever had a problem, so...
Now...
And I have more than one button for a browser, right?
Now, who needs more than 64K for their operating system anyway?
Was she showing you how to do that, press this button with the mouse, click, and it'll do this?
Holding on control on the keyboard and, like, pretending to right-click so it'll do something. And I'm like, no, that's not how it works, man.
Dude, I gotta say, that scotch there is smelling really good.
What are you guys drinking, Mike?
I got some kind of scotch whiskey going on here, and a Coke.
Alan?
That's up soda.
Dan?
I'm nothing. It's gone already.
Oh, you sucked that down, man. What was that? What was that? Guinness Stout?
Stout. What does it say there?
Oh, no, it really wasn't.
I'm drinking North Star Amber Ale, man. It's pretty good. So this is like a steakhouse kind of brewery kind of place, and we're having our early dinner here. Now, we had a fun drive up.
6 o'clock.
Is it really that late? Wow. Damn, you're right.
Did you tell them we didn't even get here before the waitress was throwing shit at you, Pat?
That's true. They're throwing stuff at me. It must be my magnetic personality.
Trash menus.
Bastard from New York! I don't even like baseball. I can't stand it. It's the most boring game in the world to me. But we went.
You know what? Anybody who buys one of those $50 mice should be beaten with it.
You don't kid. I would buy one if it wasn't $50, man. That's the thing.
Mine was a used one because it was like 2 days after they first came out. And I guess somebody bought it and returned it because they didn't like it. So they gave it to me for like $29.
That's a good deal.
See, now that I
would buy it for me, I had no problem with
that's
it.
That's
like, okay,
that's expensive.
$20 more than I'd pay for a mouse.
Yeah, but you know, it's, I paid $30 for the keyboard. I paid $30 for the mouse.
I like the little earbud covers for $10 where you go into any other store and it's like $2 for the same package of earbud covers. But in the Apple Store, it's $10. I also like the these.
Pat secretly went back there and bought a $99.
The $160 earbuds that really caught my eye.
Well, I didn't see anybody, but Pat he secretly wants a $99.
That's what I think about Apple.
Pat wants the iMac case or
The $99 iPod condom.
Right in the middle. We'll just keep screaming.
Yeah, you really got to point to it. You got to be pointing at it.
We're going to scream at the middle of the table.
How did it stand?
We're going to scream at the middle of the table.
There you go. Now, it may or may not work. We don't know.
We'll try it. We'll see what happens.
The worst it's going to be is
you have Hootie and the Blowfish going the whole time.
You're
going
to hear that anyways. Technically, that would mean we can't really play this because
I can
we'll
fix
be like,
that. That's easy to fix with
the background.
Audacity.
Bring it down.
Woo! I've been learning how to really.
Dave's becoming the Audacity Meister.
There are some lessons now, man. You know what? I don't even know if I have Audacity installed on my Linux laptop.
I don't know
if I have IFB Line installed on there. I was so damn busy last.
I didn't get a chance to do that.
At midnight last night.
Shit, I forgot. That's right. The iRiver, you need a special software. I think I have IFP line on.
Oh, you mean to move the files back and forth?
Yeah, I think I have mine as IFP line.
Back to the Apple Store. We walked in there. Link has his Bash Potter shirt, which is a picture of a fist with like a brass knuckles snatching down a lemon.
And
the chick in the Apple Store was like, "What's that?"
What's what?
Link's shirt.
The chick was like, "Bash Potter shirt." She didn't know what the Bash Potter thing was. She was all like, looked like she was offended by it or something. I don't know.
Are you bashing Apple?
But so I had to go through and explain the whole thing to her. You know, they have an iPodder out that gets the podcast and Bash Potter software that I wrote. You know, because it runs in the Bash command line. And the whole thing was probably way over her head anyway.
Probably, man.
Even though she's selling Apple,
but
she had
like,
no
but you
idea.
You did a nice thing
all.
And you explained what it was.
I did explain what it was, but she had no clue.
I know, her eyes were glazing over.
This was the Apple, was she a, what do they call her, Apple experts or something like that? That's what they call them?
She's a sales clerk at the Apple Store.
No, but they call them experts, and they have different degrees or something. Anyway.
Sandwich artist.
Yeah. She's one of them. And she had no idea. When I asked her about the three-button mouse, I said, "Is this the Mighty Mouse?" Three-button mouse. No clue. I think so.
I think it was.
Well,
man.
What are we supposed to... How do you use the third button? How come it doesn't do anything? I don't know. Let me go get the box. There's your expert for you right there.
But at least you knew where to find the box.
That's true. We'll give her that.
We didn't know where to find the box. But then she proceeded to tell all of us that it was on sale last week.
It's not so much memorizing, but knowing where to look it up.
Yeah, it was on sale last week. Like, what the hell does that do for me, you know, if it was on sale last week? And I said, well, can't you extend the sale this week? Because, you know, I could go all the way up here to buy one of these from Pennsylvania. No, they don't want to do that. You could drive, you could buy one, get to the Apple Store in Pennsylvania.
I just bought a Logitech wireless mouse for like $10.
Yes, but it's a Logitech. It's not a mouse.
Logitech are awesome, man. I love Logitech.
It doesn't have a little Apple on it.
I don't even know.
You don't know what the DPI is?
Don't even know what it is.
What the hell could it? He calls himself a geek. Doesn't even know what the hell DPI
didn't
is.
Didn't matter to me. I just wanted a decent wireless mouse for $10, a Logitech mouse.
I got a wireless mouse for $10, and it's got two DPI. I had to drag it across the road to get
it's not that bad.
It's either on the left side of the screen or the right side of the screen.
It works.
Right. Click, click.
If you'd like, you could play with it later.
It's a light switch.
It's got 15 buttons on it, but I need to use a control key, too, to move it, right?
You know, I didn't have to install any freaking software to get it working. I just plugged it in.
When I used to do AutoCAD, I had a puck along with the tablet. The puck had 16 buttons on it. That
one
was great.
All one for everyone you fingers things?
Oh, they would sit across your fingers, and then it would underneath it as well. So you just had to move your hand back and roll it.
How's that?
That was great. You could program a whole lot of shit in that.
Yeah.
So on the ride up, me and Dan were listening to Iron Maiden, Number of the Beast. We were thrashing our heads as we were driving on 84, 80 miles an hour.
I was listening to 80s music. I believe Devo was on.
We had the Sirius, the satellite was on all day.
We also listened to Dig Nation. So.
Yes, we did. And Dan was not impressed.
So I had no intentions of running any of the podcasts on the way up. I need like some time away from that.
We also listened to the Linux Australia update.
Yes, and Linux Reality. Yeah,
Linux Cult.
Linux Cult. Why do I want to keep saying Linux Reality? And the introduction to Logger, whatever one that was.
Yeah, that's number three. I haven't listened to it.
Then we listened to episode 121 of the Tech Show.
That was the one the Elixir guys came on.
Is it washing the flavor of Alan out of your mouth?
Oh, dude, man, you added that piece.
Almost.
That was a tax. That was a toll for the riding up.
Oh, jeez.
Dude, where is our waiter? I want another beer.
Dan's sucking them down. Are we going to get some beers to go? What do you think? Find out how much they are.
We got to get to a supermarket for him to buy his... Well, you should ask her where to go.
Liquor store.
You're good now? You don't even want anything else the rest of the night?
Nah, I'll be all right.
That's it for you?
I can go buy some beers, man. We'll get the computers up and running. We'll drink some beer.
No, we have the computers up. None of them are actually logged in yet. Besides,
smoke some stogies. We went to the convention floor.
You're in a non-smoking room. So.
And
that's okay. We got some.
There wasn't much really going on in the .org pavilion. The only people there besides us when we showed up were the open office people and the X-Org.
There's only one person there for X-Org, though, right?
No, there were two people there. There was one guy left there. So.
But then it was set up, so it really wasn't going to be much anyways.
Of course, we did have to play a little bit of a prank upon our friends over at linuxquestions.org.
Hopefully they notice.
We'll see if they notice.
I don't know. It's a blue sticker on a white background. I think they'll notice.
Well, the banner looks real nice. It's nice and blue and big with white lettering.
Yeah, you know it's going to be on the floor tomorrow.
Probably.
Because they haven't set up that other side of the curtain yet.
I assume there's going to be boots on that side, right?
Yeah.
If this particular,
all they got to do is hit it once, though, and that thing's coming down.
If this particular audio file makes it up on any of the websites tonight, I will do my best, if we have internet access, to get some of the pictures that I took as well up on my site. You can check them out over there. Took some nice pictures of people setting up stuff over at the LWE.
Place is huge, man. Much bigger than the last place last year.
Yeah, according to a security guard, that's only a third of the building.
Yeah, that's a big place, man.
Okay. There's two more sections behind where we are.
But not being used,
man.
Well, the biggest convention
They don't do Linux World like that.
What?
They don't do Linux World like that anymore.
Did they ever?
The first one we went to in New York was big.
Yeah.
That was monstrous. Supposedly just about got through it 1.5 times in a day, you know?
San Francisco is supposedly pretty big, too.
Yeah. Got the fire chief.
Okay.
No, I'm good. It's in here, actually.
You having another stout, Dan?
I'm going to try the fire chief.
Ah, cool.
What's his name?
Chief Lick of Balls.
Chief Lick of Balls.
Chief Lick my Balls.
So what are you guys excited about tomorrow? We psyched for hookers.
That underneath the booth thing.
Hookers and beer.
And the glory hole booth.
The glory hole booth.
Forget the beer.
Linux, seeing Jeremy.
I'd like to see Jeremy and harass him for a while. And
we're right across from the Slashdot lounge, which is basically a couple of couches in the middle of the room
and a projector.
Yeah, a projector.
But we should be able to yell out harassments to them all day, like check dig. Dig is better. Dig is better.
Yig.
Yig.
Yig.com.
That's the German version. Yeah. They stole it. Yig. Yig.com. Yig. Kevin Rose is going to sue them.
See, he doesn't know what they're talking about because he don't live in the bin rep or anything else.
Black Ratchet's going to be there tomorrow. He's probably going to stop by.
Oh, yeah?
From bin rep.
That's great.
And also the Linux Terminal Server Project people. We know them.
FreeBSD's, right?
FreeBSD's going to be there. Fedora's there.
FreeBFD, huh?
FreeBFD.
The BFD Ubuntu guys are going to be there.
We should do a FreeBFD t-shirt.
OS X8 BFD. We need to do a t-shirt of that one. We got the...
the wallpaper form.
Yeah, walk into the Apple Store with that on.
One final word about the Apple Store. They saw Dan Scott's Slack t-shirt and they ran away from us.
That could have been Dan, though. But we're not totally sure.
Nice. I'm going to cry now. No loving for you tonight.
You don't have to cry. Okay. Just take a shower, Dan. That's all.
I had a shower before we left.
Once you let Pat use you all up like that in a car, you got to wipe it off.
Thank you. Nice red color.
Looks the same as mine, man.
They're all the same,
looks
really.
Looks the same. I got the amber in. I'm only going to drink
wheat water. I never got the... People think I'm crazy, but I just never got beer.
It's so good.
You take wheat and barley and boil it and drink it.
Ferment it, then
ferment
drink it.
Ferment it, man, damn it. I just don't get it.
I'm going to stop the recording. We'll pick this up later. Here we are, standing in front of the Holiday Inn Express in Braintree, Massachusetts. I'm sitting here drinking a coffee with no jacket on. Dan is standing here with no jacket on, but his Sunkiss that he paid $1.50 for.
$1.50, man. It's a rip-off.
Link is lighting up a stogie. Alan is lighting up a stogie. Where the hell is my stogie?
Did you want one?
If you got.
I want one. Go up to the...
I'll go back up to the room. That's okay.
Okay, well, I got another six of them.
So. No problem. I'll get you next.
Oh, cool.
Next time.
We're set for a couple of days then.
So what you got to
find a cigar store around here so we can get some acids. Right?
Push it, cigars?
Acids?
Shit,
no, those are good.
Okay. So we had trouble logging on to the hotel internet, but Dan figured it out. For some reason, it wasn't adding to the default gateway.
Wasn't adding the right route either.
Yeah.
We had to manually add the route and then. But it worked for Link and it worked for Alan.
Alan thinks it's because of the signal strength.
I think the signal strength has, you put in the route so it doesn't have to give quite as much information.
Because Link has, you got a PCM CIA card, right?
Yeah, it's just a crap one too. It's
but they have strong, but they're strong now.
They're both using Slackware. And we're using Ubuntu, and I'm thinking that
too.
I don't know since I last tried my wireless card. You'd use a different kernel in Ubuntu, and since upgrading the kernel, that could be a problem. But you have it working at home, right, with your wireless card?
Yeah, no problem, sir.
So maybe it is a connection strength thing. I don't know.
Maybe
it's just
but that went from 0 to 24. It isn't great.
What is your connection strength register now?
I don't know. I didn't look.
It's pretty low. It's like 20, I think.
Oh, that's like 40. This is 20.
Yeah, 20. But you got
to. Do you have a B or a G card?
I got a B card.
It's a B.
It's a B?
But cheap bastards, man. They got all the cheap shit.
Why do we have cheap when I first got them? No.
Yeah. I wonder if we could boost our signal if we use the airport.
Can't tell.
Hold this, please.
I'm going to put it in my bottom.
I got a badge. We could shape it into a little one.
Well, I mean, we might be able to use the airport to get a stronger signal because it's G and then broadcast.
You gave up on the coffee, huh?
I drank it.
Okay. We broadcast it and then we'll get it. But you know what? I'm not noticing a problem in the speed in using it.
Yeah, it's fine.
Once I get going, it runs great, man.
Once you get it going, it's fine. So we have to do a write-up for them for their Linux instructions.
When it fails.
For the Holiday Inn Express.
For the Ubuntu users.
You can give them their own instructions.
And Link's like, try the Dombic CD, but I'm using PPC. He's like, give it to Pat. Pat's on the phone with the tech support.
I tried the Dombic CD earlier this evening, before we went out and all. It wouldn't boot from there. It got to the level where it says ISO Linux.
And it's gross.
And it just hung there.
Did you try passing the no SCSI?
No, I just I popped it in there and it didn't work.
I noticed if you do that with some laptops, it seems to work better.
I just did that. Plugged it in. It didn't work. No, we went out to dinner. What the fuck?
Right. No SCSI.
The last Nopix that I have is the one that Alan gave me, the DVD.
I never even used that. I never even
works fine.
That thing I'll tell you what, the one that I, this one upstairs, I got from a magazine. I forget which one. One of the UK
Linux
magazines.
World, was it? Or Linux
Pro? Linux Pro, man.
It's a Nopix 4.0. Dude, that thing is blazingly fast.
It is, isn't it?
On a 1 gigahertz machine I stuck it on just to play with the other day.
Is that the one where like you go to the desktop?
ADE is so fast on it.
Is that the one where the desktop's like driving down the road?
Yeah.
So I looked up the email. The breakfast from IDG is in tomorrow. It's Wednesday. So I guess we'll eat here then tomorrow.
Why is everything on Wednesday?
You don't have to get up quite as early tomorrow.
Jeremy said he's going to be there at 9 o'clock.
That'll probably be a good time to
be there. At least an hour ahead.
Yeah. Because it doesn't open until 10 for everybody else.
Yeah. The keynote is the guy Negroponte talking about the $100 laptop. It's actually probably a good talk with him. Better than
the keynote.
9 o'clock.
So okay, so we gotta get there on Thursday to go to the keynote. That's the only one that looked interesting.
Yeah,
all the rest.
The guy who was on Lug Radio, that guy Bill Hiff. He I can't believe they got that idiot as freaking one of the keynote speakers. What the
That's
fuck,
good,
you know?
Now we're gonna send that out.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah,
hey, he's probably a nice guy in real life, man, but he's spreading Microsoft FUD. So for that, he's a homer.
I'd like to go see his keynote.
And that's
for
what
that, he's holding?
You're gonna wait that time?
Yeah, it's about that.
When is his keynote?
I think he's Thursday.
Wait, did you grab the tickets? Who's the tickets?
They're in the car.
Upstairs.
Everything's in the opposite place I want it. The headphones and everything are in the car. You gotta come down here to get them. The tickets are now upstairs, and I gotta go and get them again.
I passed out tickets to everybody while we were standing there. So what did you do with your tickets?
This lady should run your ass over.
Yeah.
She still run your ass over.
Run you right down.
Oh, it's chilly. It's
so the quality was actually decent on this thing. Sounded all right, man.
What?
Even while it was just sitting in the middle of the table?
Yeah, it sounded fine.
I put some pictures up.
Are you still recording?
Yeah, it's recording right now.
Okay.
I pulled it in. It was pretty good. I ran it through the compressor and amplified it so it would uniformly. And, it sounds pretty good.
You at least that article.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. I've been using those techniques all week. But some things don't work.
The problem is you can't use those techniques live because we don't know what the signal's going to be.
Right.
So I'm just guessing. I think I'm rolling at like 12 dB.
We were talking about on the way up the whole issue with like the asterisks. You know, sometimes the volume's not the same as us or if they're on Skype. The issue is the only way to really isolate that is if they were coming in on a separate line recording on multi-tracks at the same time.
You can isolate it, but the problem is coming from the SRX and the Skype as well are compressed already. We recompress stuff again, so we can try to get it as best we can.
Last time we did the recording of the show,
last week came out really well.
Well, it did. I mean, I amplified. I did a lot.
He
spent 3 hours.
Yeah, he was playing around.
You still have a problem doing multi-track recording too, because it's
right.
A live show. You got to pass that.
The only way you'd be able to do it live is if you have a multi-track card, which I have.
If I'm driving down the road or if I'm
you have the asterisk connection going to a separate track.
You still have to have it pass out to a single connection so that you can push it out.
Drown out.
Right, but for recording purposes, you don't have to go to multi-track.
Right, we have to split it off.
Yeah.
But what we see is
you have to record it multi-track.
He's 10 decibels lower than everybody else. And when you have something like that, it's hard to
concentrate. You have to break it up. You have to break it up. We would have.
We didn't go through the compressor for the recording.
And then you have to freaking mix it.
I think you shouldn't do that anymore.
Pizza, Domino's, man.
To recompress what's already been compressed. You should be able to get this.
Last time I was in Florida, they hit my car.
The only time I would have Domino's if I was in like freaking middle of Iowa or something.
It has to do with the fact that they're calling on a bad connection to begin with.
It's like Olive Garden. I'm with the Olive Garden. You're going to get it.
I think last week that guy was, if anything, he was on too good of it.
Run over y'all, but I knew his face was open.
Yeah, we don't care about him.
It's only Alan Lance.
Oh, okay.
Leave her on there.
Right.
funny shit.
But no, I still want to tell her and
piss with the audio.
Relabel everything and clean up all the wiring.
They're calling in Skype. We don't have a little air connection.
You can multi-track, you can do whatever you want. You get a shitty connection to start off with.
You're shit out of luck.
The only way we're ever going to get it so that it's perfect every time is if we had an audio guy and a board. You know?
We have a multi-track recorder. Even then you won't, because if he's calling off of a cell phone or something like that, a shitty connection, you're only going to be playing around with a shitty connection.
Yeah, but you can make it the best you can, and then make everything else really good too. You just can't.
You know what? This thing records well when you're talking and facing that way.
Does it?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
That way everybody over there can hear you, but nobody on the the right channel.
But you got that fancy Audacity crap going on there. You can fix it, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, I can't afford miracles on that there. I could go back in time.
Poof!
And catch Link's Echo off the hell. I can do that on the Linux version, but I can't do that on the OS X version.
I've actually used Audacity in Windows, and it works okay. Not as good as in Linux. Like, if you encode the files, it takes forever in Windows.
Look real well on that.
As long as you know how to use it.
Audacity, 90% of what you do on it is knowing how to use it.
Uh-oh. What do we got?
Well, we're out of space.
No, it's still going. Ugh. It blinks saying record.
Good day. We're still recording, man.
I'm going inside.
My nipple's so hard I can break glass.
Nipplebird.com is the picture of Dan.
He's got to be in his running shoes and his little Vaseline on his...
I'm wearing my running shoes.
Right? Nothing but running shoes and Vaseline.
Big bottom it down here.
No, that's where you got the one hand holding the Vaseline tub.
I think I heard a couple guys talking about. I think they're going to the next part. This is the hotel for the cheap people. We're talking
about Vaseline.
We're 12 miles outside of Boston. That wasn't a bad drive. It's like a little 15-20 minute hop.
I thought you meant to drive up here.
15-20 minutes. That's what I was thinking. Dude, what the hell are you talking about?
Going to Boston. It took us 5 hours, man. We got up here 5.5 hours, basically. You guys are about the same.
Yeah, we got out of the car quarter after one. We stopped at the first truck stop, then the last mountain. The second truck stop, then the last.
Hurry up, back it in there. Let's get going, Alan. You can't get them all.
They're cabooses.
You sure got a pretty mouth. Let's go, Alan. You can't get them all. Just the big ones.
We're pretty close to the airport right now. See the planes coming in for a landing.
20 miles away. What did they say about the shuttle service? They won't give you the
5-6 miles tops.
Yeah, and we're what, 6.8?
We're going to 12
wall. Miles. So we're like 12 miles away from
12
Boston.
Miles,
because it's 9 miles. It's probably
it didn't feel that long.
Yeah, no, and he didn't buy it. I said, I got a paper since so like 6.1 miles. We wouldn't buy it.
Didn't feel that long of a drive in the back seat.
I tried. Yeah. Actually, well, it's not that long of a drive. You're only, a quarter of an inch long.
Let's ask him.
Take
you
to the strip
club. Oh, should I ask him? I don't want to go to the
strip club. Let's ask him for take us someplace where they have a good cigar store.
Where's the liquor store? Where's the beer store?
Liquor store. I'm gonna pick up so many people. I had no one to get. Drove down the street. Where the hell am I
going? Ready, man. You going to the liquor store?
Whenever you're ready.
Hook you up. You just can't have it, like, you know, until we get back.
I tell you.
Where are the people mostly go to the mall?
Yeah.
Really?
Mall and out to eat.
It's nice.
So what's the best place to eat around here?
The best place to eat?
Yeah.
A place called Joe's American Bar and Grill.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Jimbo's is good, too. It's another restaurant.
I
don't
remember that.
The place around here to get some good cigars?
I don't know. Is that a Cuban?
No.
No, unfortunately.
Well.
No, but I said good, so...
Yeah, actually, I know a place.
You know a place that says acids?
Acids cigars.
I never heard of them. What are those?
Really good.
Where are they from?
Dipped in LSD.
Yeah, it's good.
That was good.
Well, PCP, fix it right up.
No, they're infused cigars. So they're like a, just stick them in like a herb chamber. It's all different taste.
You have heard another episode of Cigar Smoker Weekly.
So we have some lovely Nat Sherman's here. Not a bad mild cigar.
Not bad. Long. That's the only thing.
Well, I got this long.
He smoked this damn thing for 6 years, man, and he still would have had some stuff left.
I've got the shorter ones this time. I didn't go for the hour and a half one.
I'm going to pull my arms in and play with my nipples like
that. You're going to rob them.
Gee, and we don't have the camera for this one. Dan like this with just that smile.
It's nice and warm here in Massachusetts. A typical New England.
What the hell happened?
New England April.
85 degrees yesterday.
That was by us.
More wear and weather up here. It's like,
beautiful by us yesterday.
I thought it'd be cold, but not this. I packed shorts and stuff. I think I'll be wearing them.
Oh no, he's not even wearing shorts. Now you're really in trouble.
I went to the weighted workout room. All it is like two treadmills and a exercise bike or a stairmaster.
They have a pool back.
Outside?
Yeah, it's outside.
Pool. I was going to say, inside heated pool? I might go down. Outside?
They got the foam booth bathroom upstairs.
It's like a Superman changing station, right?
Hey, man. Dude.
Is it a tub or is it just a shower?
It's a shower.
Oh, that's going to be off the tub tonight.
You know, that'd be a picture of all four of us in that bathroom.
Rubbing that tub before texting the tub.
Look.
Back hey, man, listen, we got free breakfast, we got free internet. Man. I had a free bed.
Now the internet works now for you guys. So.
And we know this guy will take us to get some cars.
That's right. And booze.
And booze, yeah.
And food.
That's a
little
more
nightmare.
We can get
drunk.
Yeah, still
recording. How many minutes you got on
that, sir? Pretty long, man. This is at the highest quality 128 minutes.
Apparently, there's some huge LAN party going on in Norway.
You see that post up in the freaking bulletin board? This guy's like, I see you have no episode planned for this Wednesday. There's a LAN party going on in Norway with 6,000 peeps. Perhaps you could cover it. And then Gomer. Gomer's on there, he's like, if you
maybe you
to
haven't
the show,
noticed yet.
You know the guys are in Boston right now, going for Linux World Expo.
Yeah, maybe you haven't noticed.
I'd still be interested to figure out how we can even cover that to begin with.
That's what I was thinking, right? Like, what are we going
to. Oh, Norway,
hop a jet, you know?
We can send.
Hey, just a second.
We can send Sarusa.
Yeah, he's closer.
Call the airport and we'll.
He's in Denmark. That's even closer.
He actually speaks. His English is actually pretty good.
It is. Can we go
for the smoke
fest? You
pothead, you.
Denmark, Copenhagen.
It's got to be somewhere close, right? It's got to be a commuter jet somewhere for that, right?
It's actually pretty far.
I
guess
people just take a bus. I don't know much about gear. So.
What do you do with 6,000 people on a land?
I'll fight for
that. It's called the internet, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
It's a lot of fighting for the internet, I guess.
You think so?
I have like a class B.
You got 6,000 people, but only 1,000 IPs. Bring your laptop and a hammer.
Right. We're going 1 second intervals.
You're out.
You're out.
Somebody made a sonic grenade. They bought these 110 dB sirens, and they put it into this plastic grenade. And they said it, so when you pull the pin, you got like 5 seconds to toss it. And then it goes off and it just keeps going until you find the pin to put back in.
I heard about that.
That sounds interesting.
They're talking about filming it somebody's college roommates and stuff.
Toss into a room.
Are they going to have booth babes this year?
Alan's our booth babe.
No, I don't even want to be known as that.
Get Jeremy to be our booth babe. Dress him up in a bikini.
Jeremy gave us a call. He's in town and his Linux questions buddies aren't in yet. So he wanted to get together with us, but we're pooped, man. We're going to have to go back into Boston and then pick him up and then go hang out and come back again. And we got to get up early tomorrow. We want to be in relatively decent shape for the morning.
Yeah, we want to be.
We don't want to be hungover driving ass. It's our first day. Then.
Good shape for all the pranking going on tomorrow, and then we can wind
day.
Down.
Yeah. At least for the first day.
I'm gonna be cranky if I have to keep standing out here.
Yeah.
Let's go back and try
again. First time freezing too.
Oh.
Well, that's gonna follow me in there.
I'm cold.
Cool.
Go back and forth to the lobby. I don't know, do we have to get permission from all these people to be on?
No, what?
We record all these people talking to them.
I think they're ever going to know.
$2 transaction fee at the $2, ATM.
$2.
$1.50. Dude, you gotta hit the supermarket if you wanna get some soda.
Okay, we'll only charge you $3 to store it in our fridge. Oh, hey, dude, Sam Adams. Yeah, look at that.
Let's hit that, man.
And brewery tour.
Where is it?
At the Sam Adams Brewery.
Obviously.
No.
I thought it was at the Pabst Blue Ribbon Brewery.
Thursday, 2 p.m. Well, they don't really have any good time.
No.
Where's Alan smoking cigars?
He's going to get a couple more drinks.
He's soliciting.
He's going to get picked up at a local PD.
He's going on that to the van through the... He's going to earn his dinner money for tomorrow night.
It's like The Sopranos. You ever seen The Sopranos with the guy Vito?
He's going to earn his dinner money while getting his breakfast.
Oh, Jesus. That's not right.
That's nasty. That's not right.
Are you still recording?
Yeah. Hey, it says the last man. If you didn't want it, they'd force to say that.
It's not right. Ugh.
It's pretty damn quiet over here.
I mean, all in all, it's not a bad room, though.
Hey, breakfast is included. Any internet.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that, right?
Can't be
coming
done.
In?
I'm gonna.
Come on, baby.
Let's hit.
My stuff
let's on. Hit pause, and then you guys can come in. All right, we're here in the hotel room. Dan is spread eagle on the bed. Link is sitting here with a very disturbed look on his face.
And I'm nowhere near Dan. Don't worry.
We're having fun here in Boston. We're getting ready for tomorrow. It's gonna be exciting. We're all looking forward to it.
Because he's already done.
We're gonna set up and have a boot. Dan is spent. We were just listening to Jack Attack with John and Kelly. Shout outs to them. They always give us shout outs, and we actually do listen to you guys. We enjoy the show. Keep up the good work, guys.
Alan doesn't listen
to anybody.
I listen to Dawn and Drew.
Actually, no, I don't.
Does anybody listen to Daily Source Code anymore?
No.
Is that still going on?
A lot of people got turned off by him because he dipped out. You heard what he did, right? He went on Wikipedia and he changed the history of podcasting and made his thing bigger.
I thought that was a year ago.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Yeah. Well, nobody's listening to him anymore.
Are they on Sirius?
Yes,
now?
But Pat can bear a grudge for a long time.
For a very long time.
Apple! Jeff!
I don't mind. Listen, man, they can exist in their space. I'll exist in mine. The best was the look that Dan got walking in.
Just don't breathe my air, you fucker.
The first thing she noticed was she looked at Dan's shirt and she saw the Got Slack t-shirt. And then she saw Link's t-shirt that said Bash Potter. Mm. And she thought it was a hand smashing down an apple at first. She got offended. She's like, what's that?
What's that?
And who are the people next to us?
Juma?
I'm trying to find them in there.
I had to explain the whole thing to her, which is just stupid.
It's freaking lame. So we're not actually in Boston because, you know, we're a bunch of cheap bastards and the hotel rooms here are cheaper than staying in Boston.
Yeah, but we are closer to Canada. We'll randomly...
All right, we're here in the hotel room. Dan is spread eagle on the bed. Link is sitting here with a very disturbed look on his face.
And I'm nowhere near Dan, don't worry.
We're having fun here in Boston. We're getting ready for tomorrow. It's going to be exciting. We're all looking forward to it.
Because he's already done.
We're going to set up and have a boot. Dan is spent. We were just listening to Jack Attack with John and Kelly. Shout outs to them. They always give us shout outs, and we actually do listen to you guys. We enjoy the show. Keep up the good work, guys.
Alan doesn't
listen to anybody.
I do too. I listen to them
every
week.
He
Dawn and Drew. Actually, no, I don't. Does anybody listen to Daily Source Code anymore?
No.
Is that still going on?
A lot of people got turned off by him because he dipped out. You heard what he did, right? He went on Wikipedia and he changed the history of podcasting and made his thing bigger.
I thought that was a year ago.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Yeah. Well, nobody's listening to him anymore.
Are they on Sirius?
Yes,
now?
But Pat can bear a grudge for a long time.
For a very long time.
Oh, yeah. Apple! Jeff!
I don't mind. Listen, man, they can exist in their space. I'll exist in mine. The best was the look that Dan guy walking
like,
in.
Just don't breathe my air, you fucker.
The first thing she noticed was she looked at Dan's shirt and she saw that the Got Slack t-shirt. And then she saw Link's t-shirt that's a Bash Potter. Mm. And she thought it was a hand smashing down an apple at first. She got offended. She's like, what's that?
What's that?
Hey, who are the people next to us?
What's that?
Juma?
I'm trying to find them.
I had to explain the whole thing to her, which is just stupid.
It's freaking lame.
Yeah.
So we're not actually in Boston because, you know, we're a bunch of cheap bastards and the hotel rooms here are cheaper than staying in Boston.
Yeah, but we are closer to Canada. Didn't you say you were going to ride across that border and pound Fiora into John's head?
Now, that was you, man. You were talking about a clue stick, so. This is the deal. John Kelly, I'm Pat. This is Dan. Say hi, Dan.
Hi.
This is Link. Say
hello.
And this is Alan.
Hello.
Hi.
You see, we don't identify ourselves, and we just talk. And I'm Pat, of course. We don't identify ourselves, so, you know. We just sound like a bunch of hicks from Pennsylvania. Actually,
what happened to all our business?
I'm not from Pennsylvania.
Dan is the only
hick
from Pennsylvania.
What happened to all our business clubs?
They all have, like, the wrong information on.
Yeah, we all, it's all old
They're
stuff.
Old stuff, man. We have to get some new ones made.
I gotta keep the window cracked because Dan's gonna be expelling lots of gas later. Drinking lots of beer.
Light a candle.
Yeah.
Eventually you'll hit a point and you'll blow him right out the door.
Or I'll kill Pat.
You'll find me.
Maybe the explosion will warm up my room because it's like 4 or 5 below zero in there.
Spontaneous combustion?
Dan's farting.
I'm gonna have to go downstairs and get a cup of coffee or something.
Chemical warfare.
You don't want any beer?
Good beer,
no,
man.
I don't. I'm freaking starving.
We got these 2 jugs, 8 pints. Not bad, man.
Dude, if you're hungry, man, come here. I got a sausage.
Well,
for
he
you.
Just said he's got jugs over there.
You got jugs?
Come here, let me have your jugs, man.
Look at Dan. He's like,
oh,
you're scaring
baby.
Us.
Protecting
Dan,
my nipples.
Dan, you're scaring us.
Oh. He's protecting his nipples. Shit, he's warming them up for you, Pat.
You should see. You should. I had enough pad today. I gotta switch off.
He's gonna rotate.
He's got a hankering for some Link.
He wants some Link.
He's crawl over.
He's gonna spoon with Link all night.
As long as he comes over and warms my feet up.
Oh, he's sucking down.
Just whatever you do, don't keep me
I'll
away.
Put my cold
know?
Feet right on your ass.
Spoon this up, baby. He'll pucker up. He'll be like.
Just don't keep me away.
I was like, I just don't want to know.
The vending machine downstairs has Astroglide in it.
Unless you all gonna like do your own version of Dorito grease or whatever the hell it is.
We're not staying in the hourly place. We're actually staying in a Holiday Inn, so it's a decent place.
An hourly place. That's good.
Pay by the hour. In a dumpster.
$5 an hour, I don't care who you got in the room. Yeah.
Your goats and shit.
Oh, you gotta. Oh, damn it. What's that site? You gotta look at this. This is
no,
funny.
No.
This is fun.
I don't
this is
fun. I don't see any sites that you want me
no,
to see. Damn.
Somebody made an iPod skin. It's like a goof on Goatsy.
I don't see those people in here. What do they do?
Juma, it's a web portal.
Oh, okay.
A web portal for what? Like content management. You know, like,
I don't see
like Metadot? Instead of Metadot, it's another one.
Oh well.
Then we got the Linux standard based people on the other side, and next to that, they get free.
So it's a CMS. That's what it is, Joomba.
Yeah, it's like you know, you have your own like intranet kind of deal, and you can manage it and control it.
Document management system.
iGoatsy.
Oh, that's funny, man.
Yeah, I've seen that.
That's funny. I like
Wait,
that.
Let me get a tiny URL of that.
So we're going to release an episode tonight. It's going to be in about an hour long. It's just this little segment here of us talking in the hotel room. There's also going to be us having dinner at the restaurant, and then us standing outside in the freezing cold in front of the hotel.
URL for that, for to see the iGoatsy skin for the iPod. It's tinyurl.com/giga4tit. I don't know, what is that? GJG4T. GJG4T.
All right.
So what is G? What is G in that terminology? In the,
gamma.
Is gamma, and what's J?
J?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Jester? I don't know.
Gamma, and then T.
Something new
what?
For you to look up, right?
What is that called? That's a...
Phonetic.
What?
Phonetic language.
Like all the military guys talk about that. Alpha, gamma, X-ray. Yeah,
gamma.
Launch codes, we're launching our nukes, man. They're gone.
That's his fun.
So, tomorrow we will see all our listeners. Please come by our booth so you can get free shit.
By the time they come to buy and get the free shit, it'll all be gone.
No way, we gotta meter it out a little bit, you know what I mean?
One shirt a day, damn it.
What else have we given out? We got some nice stickers. We got some stickers.
Beer's
for us.
We got raffling off some
chill packs from Dean Hagel. Autographed.
Dean, man.
Dude, where are those tickets?
They're in my room.
Got to throw in them in the cardamom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you gave them to me bring here, right?
They're in your room. Yeah. Or is it Alan's room?
It's my room.
Alan's just
like Alan's my bitch.
Yeah! But he's not denying it.
I'm just, you know, silence. What you guys want to do?
Silence said, don't wake
consent. Me up.
With a gimp has a
start
totally different.
When I said you're gonna pick me up at 7:30, bitch, and he was right there. In fact, he was early.
Can't rape the will.
You guys left 2 hours before us, and we got there like 15 minutes after.
I think it was a little.
Yeah, but I wasn't going 90 miles an hour.
Alan drove 65. You drove 165. That's the difference.
Senior citizens don't drive fast.
I told you, my car doesn't go fast.
Link had to get out and crank it up.
Get out and push.
No, it's not that. Hanging around 70, 75.
You see the floor opens up and Link's legs go out. Dude, it's just like in a
Flintstone. We got up here.
So this is our special pre-game episode. Pre-show show.
Yeah, the pre-show show. So, I wish the pre-show show came with pizza. That's what I think.
I would drink beer. That's good enough for me.
Go down here and tell the guy Sheldon's cart you over to Pizzeria Uno. Get yourself pizza. Shit.
You have that crap Domino shit.
You know what? I can't even buy a fucking candy bar or something. All I have is 20s.
I got ones. I don't
make change for me down there.
You shake I'm not that money maker.
20s
you
in your
shake
pants,
that money
man.
Maker.
No
I'll give you a one.
Dan's got the titty bar bankroll ready.
You shake it for me. Shake it like you shake it for me at Winter Weekend.
What the hell is that USB adapter for, Dan?
What?
It's to plug everything in.
This?
The one? No, the one behind your laptop.
He's talking about that one. The multi port?
Yeah. Oh, this is just a flash.
Thumb drive.
A really big thumb drive.
Yeah, it's one of these. It's a couple years old. It's 256 megs.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's a shitty Dell.
Dude, you're getting a Dell.
Yeah, well, you got Dell'd.
So Dan, you're looking to get a new laptop sometime in the near future, if you can?
Yeah, well, near future means like 6 months.
All right, within 6 months.
That'd be nice, yeah.
You're going to go with a X86 or an Apple?
No, I'm not going to buy it. I can't afford an Apple.
You're going to get a Chinese slave labor laptop like mine?
I don't know. I would like something that does 3D acceleration. It costs around $500. Your ThinkPad, doesn't it do 3D?
ThinkPad?
You know what it might with the right driver.
What kind of video card is it? Is it an ATI?
If
you got an ATI, you probably could.
But I figure by the time I go to buy a laptop, maybe the ThinkPads that you buy at the show will have doubled in capacity.
More than 300 megahertz?
I doubt it, yeah.
I want one of those little
Kia 770s. Yeah, that's a nice device,
13 gigahertz.
Dude, what I'm really looking forward to, going to the embedded freaking pavilion and seeing all the freaking, handheld devices and stuff that they're doing Linux on. That looks like cool shit, man.
Wonder if Game Park...
I'm going to change Pat's nickname to Frickin'.
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 It's freaking. I'm gonna go to the freaking embedded freaking pavilion. Freaking check out the freaking embedded freaking.
Did I ever tell you a story about freaking frack?
At least I'm not saying fuck every other word.
Fuck. Did you ever tell you a story about freaking frack?
No, it's fuck every other word.
Fuck every other word.
There you go. There you know how he said it.
Did you ever hear about freaking frack?
No, freaking frack.
There's these two special ed kids at school. When I was back in high school. Named freaking frack and
that wasn't their real names. That's what you guys called them.
That's what they. I don't. That's the only
you cruel bastards. You know.
I only know them by the name freaking frack, and they were caught stripping each other up the upstairs bathroom.
Jesus,
freaking
and fracking.
That's a special. What? Yet another Dan special story.
Yeah.
Dan's.
Did you catch him, Dan?
I was helping.
Yeah. So what do you think? You think this place is better than the place we're out in Cambridge? Like?
Oh, hell
it's a little
yes.
more cleaner. It's newer if you look at the wallpaper.
Dude, there's carpet on the floor. And it's not missing.
You gotta take a dump first and see if it flushes.
Well, as long as the water goes down in the bathtub.
No kidding, yeah.
That's when this shit comes back up.
Oh, the last place we stayed at is like, you know, by the time three showers got done, it was like filled up to the top with water.
The breakfast is decent, though, at least.
That's about something to be designed.
What kind of breakfast do they have here?
I don't know if it's I think it's the same kind of deal. They have a couple hot plates.
You give it a cup of coffee and an English muffin.
I don't think so. I think they actually have a couple hot plates of, like, you know, scrambled eggs and shit.
Oh, you can eat scrapple, man. Scrapple!
P.A. Heck you.
You don't like... Al, do you like scrapple?
It's disgusting, man.
No, I've made my best.
Yeah, we did. It's crap. It's crap.
You don't like scrapple, Mr. Haggis?
Oh, that's gross, man.
You eat haggis?
Scrapple is disgusting. I've had it before. It's not my favorite.
It was not scorch, it's crap! I've had haggis. I thought it was pretty
haggis
disgusting.
Haggis is crap, pretty much. It's, you know.
It's like morcilla. You know, morcilla blood pudding?
And a potato.
That's actually pretty good. Blood pudding.
Yeah, you can have that, too.
That's good.
Next thing you know, he'll be telling us how he just microwaves a tampon for lunch.
That's disgusting, man.
Yeah, man, when I'm up for a little protein,
comes with its own.
Just
floss.
Slap it on a plate and eating floss at the same time.
That's foul, man. That's really nasty.
Dan's digging it.
Slaps on a
maxi
pack, calls it a hot dog.
Me and Dan had discussion. One thing we noticed about the T-shirts and the stickers is, it doesn't really say what the hell it is. If you don't have a clue, you're pretty much in the dark.
Well, it's good. It keeps everybody up in the air.
Yeah, they just look at it and say, "What the F?" and then carry on with their lives.
Yeah, they go on to the next pavilion.
But damn it, they'll probably want
good
it.
Beer.
Just means that, you know, we can pick on them.
Good beer, man. So, this is the refrigerator, guys. This is the microwave. You don't have them. Now, you had internet, and we didn't have internet, but now we have internet.
Yeah, now we have internet and a refrigerator.
And a microwave.
And a lot of static electricity in this room.
Updates.
Yeah, we don't have that over.
That's just
that
it. I haven't had that problem. Maybe because he's rolling around on the freaking bedspread. Maybe that's his problem.
I heard that. What the hell was that?
That was
somebody has a duck.
No, that's not me. I'm holding the freaking microphone. I picked up much
louder.
He's got his hand in his pocket.
No, man. I'm not.
Look at him. He's holding his stomach. He's farting.
Duck.
Al, was that you?
He's a duck running around in the room.
Al was farting out the last pieces of Link.
Link Jr.
That's bad.
The last drops.
It's bubbly. Wow.
This has gone downhill real fast. I think we're going to wrap it up, guys. Listen to the other segments if you feel like listening to them.
This needs to get cut out. I think.
No, leave it, man. No editing.
You going for Pizza Link?
And we got a mic going for right now.
No, no, pizza? We can get a pizza. Fuck
it. Pictures off of my blog.
Why don't we just get a ride over to Pizzeria Uno?
Why don't we?
I gotta eat something like before the rest of my fucking tooth breaks off. So.
No, I'm saying why don't you just get a
ride? All right, guys, we'll see you tomorrow at the expo. Be there, be square. Come by and get some free shit, and we'll get the meatches in person.
What, you
want to
go somewhere and get sliced pizza?
Like, I'm thinking we can probably just ride over there in that van that they have.
The guy will bring us over. So this is episode 130.
Yeah? We gotta get it over there first.
Alright, let's go get some pizza. Goodbye, guys. Good night. Say good night.
Good night.
Bye. Enjoy the other segments.